One day, Brahms and Octavan was walking near his royal hall, and an air of sweet music lulled him from his senses. When he awoke, there was a branch of silver by him with white blossoms on it. He took it home with him, and later, when all were assembled, a beautiful woman appeared in their midst, arrayed in raiment rich and strange. These are the words she spoke, as the bards relate. Horses out of the bright sea, horse ever about my own land, is borne by fourfold noble columns, where the waves and the deep sky are joined. White of day on the brave reward, plain of the sea where hosts contend, battle bouts of boats and chariots, in the fine plain south of the silver land. Columns of white bronze beneath her, delight and light of membered worlds, home of kindness beyond life's gulf, where blossom blooms and flowers flower. There is a tree of flowers, there perch the birds of melody, calling together each changed hour with perfect and habitual harmony. Hues of every tint, tune, enchanting chant of women singers, habitual joy to harp sound in the plain south of the cloud of silver. There is no grief or treason, there is the favored haunt of pleasure, no taunt, threat, or malediction, but sweet of music strikes the ear.
Tears of love lost in the face of my eyes. Thank you. such a pleasant stay. Now it's time for me to go. Oh, and that's my way. So tired, but this is fun. We'll be right back.
It's our intention to bring you a whole colour, a total new look at the music that we've been creating over the last 25 years. And it's a great pleasure to call upon some old friends and some new friends to help us do that. So would you yet again, for the second time in the last 18 months, Kansas City, would you give a warm welcome on bass guitar to Mr. Charlie Jones? Charlie B without his partner, the king of the drapes. Would you give a warm welcome, please, on drums, Mr. Michael Lee? It's a great pleasure and a privilege for us to have traveling with us one of the greatest guitarists in the last 15 years to come out of England. Would you welcome, please, from The Cure, Mr. Paul Thompson?
Thank you. Right in the is our fortune, even in the gallows pole.
So anger, should you ever walk? I think I've seen my sister coming, right in my mind. Oh, here she comes, watch out, people.
As we expand the music, it's time to introduce to you a man who visits America who visits America for the first time with this tour, with his 11th century French instrument called a hurdy-gurdy. Would you welcome, please, the first time in Kansas City, Nigel Eaton.
Thank you. Someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell.
Well, here's another little tune. The song that, excuse me. I guess this song was one of the first songs that Jimmy and I wrote to celebrate the mystery and the joy and the absolute excitement of travel and travel to far exotic places. I think this began something that turned into something quite good.
We'll be right back. feel it? Say what?
Whoa, Kansas City, Kansas City, Kansas City.
As the night develops, it's now time to introduce you to magnificent keyboard player from London, England, complete with the Kansas City Symphony Orchestra. Would you please give a warm welcome on keyboards to Mr. Ed Sherman and the Kansas City Symphony!
Thank you.
Together and separately, we've been, I guess, gifted by coming back together again with so many new friends. It's given us a great opportunity to work with different styles of music that we've always been very affected by. And it's a great honor for us to present to you tonight, and to make us even more happy than you will be, to bring from Cairo, Egypt, one of the finest musical ensembles from North Africa. Would you give a warm Kansas City welcome to the Egyptian Pharaohs?
I want to, I think I can again.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, would you give a big hand to the orchestras?
Thank you. Thank you.
singers. Next time. Good night.